Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, we're up to Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, but we're going to start the shiur we were left off in the previous shiur on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara on the top of the Amid, Hahu Gavra Da'afka Shum Shemegah Bechavrei. The Gemara says, "Who gave the afkut shumish megabe chavei?" There was a person that gave a deposit for a shomer of sesame seeds to his friend. Amalei told him afterwards, "Hovli shumish me, give me back my sesame seeds." Amalei shook the sinner, "Already took them. I returned them already." So he said, "That's not true. You have them because v'chein v'chein havi n'mechavit deramin, because there were exactly this amount and they were in a barrel." And in your house, you have that amount of shumshim and in the barrel. So you see that those are my shumshimi. Amalei, no. The dach shuk l'sini, you already took yours. V'ani achmini ninu. The shumshim that I have, that amount in the barrel, that's a different shumshim. So the Gemara is the machlokes. Sav rav chistu l'mei mahayni hainu shnei tomini chacham, v'lo yaminan hanach ozul alma v'ani achmini ninu. We had earlier the Gemara that two tomini chacham drowned in the ship, and then their bodies were recovered, and they were recognized through Simonim, and Rebbe allowed their wives to get married. And we don't say that maybe they were different people. Apparently it wasn't clear exactly who they were. You needed Simonim. So maybe they were different people, and the Simonim punct happened to come that way. Coincidentally, the other people that drowned had the same Simonim. You don't say that. So here also, you're not going to say that these shumshimin, which were the exact same amount of shumshimin in the barrel in the same place, were different shumshimin, and the ones that he brought he took back, you don't say that. That's Rav Chista held. So mainly has to give him the shumshimin. Amalei Rava argued, Midami, Hasam Kamri Simonim. Here they said Simonim. A simon you could be Simachan. Hacha shumshimi my simon is lu. Shumshimi there is no simon. Or the Karmi came the Kain Havian. They said it was that amount. Maybe the amount happened to be the same amount. So to understand the sugya properly, we need a Akdama, which is, and this is the halacha which is brought in Masechet Bava Basra and Cheskes Habatim, Daf Mem Beis, that when there's a dispute between two people about a pekudin, that the original owner, someone who we know is the original owner, says that you have my pekudin, and the other one says, no, it's mine. The only way the ma'arer, the one who's claiming that it's his, could win is with two things. Firstly, he needs edei pekudin. He needs edim that say that they saw that he gave this item to him, b'tayris pekudin. Because if he doesn't have edei pekudin, even if we know originally it was his, and even if we see clearly now it's by his friend, but the friend could always tell him he bought it. That's the din. Whoever's the muchzik could say that he bought it. Cheskes metaltalin. So without edei pekudin, nothing starts, because he could always say that he bought it. Second thing you need is, you need what the Gemara calls ra'ah. You need edim that say that they saw that that item was by the nifkat. Otherwise, he could always say exarti. So, lamashal, if someone claims that he gave the suit to his friend, a suit that he could prove that it was his, he gave it to his friend, and his friend never returned it. So in order to win the case, he needs edim that he gave this particular suit to his friend, B'teris B'kadin. Because without such edim, now that his friend is holding the suit, his friend could always tell him he bought the suit. And you also need edim that see the suit by his friend. You need ra, edim that see that the suit is by his friend, or if Bezin sees that his friend has the suit, because otherwise he could always tie the exarti. Even if there was edim pekudin, edim that clearly saw he gave the suit to his pekudin. But how do you know I still have it? Maybe I gave it back. So following that, the Rishayim here all say, Taisus and the Rishayim, that our sugi is talking about with edim pekudin. When it says who gave the afkis shumshmi gabi chavrei, it means that Edom saw that. Edom saw clearly that he gave the sesame seeds to his friend. Without edim pekudin, nothing starts. But what's the var? The friend is tining exarti. The friend's tining, I returned it. So how do you counter a tain of exarti? You have to have a ra. You have to have Edom that sees that this Pekadon is there. So that's the context of the sugya. Rav Chista held that the fact that we see that it was the exact same amount of shumshimin that he was mafkid in the chavis is still by his friend, that would account to Ra. That means we see it's his shumshimin that are there. We don't have to be chayshish, it's a different shumshimin. We know he was mafkid shumshimin, this amount of shumshimin. We see that it's that amount of shumshimin that's there by him. That's tantamount to Ra. That means we see those shumshimin that were mafgid are still there. So he'd have to return it. Kamuvan, this only would be if you have Edei Pekadon. Edim that say clearly that it was this shumshimin that was nifgad. The only question is it the same shumshimin? No one recognizes the shumshimin, but we know the amount of the shumshimin, and we know that that amount is there. So that makes it Ra, together with the Edei Pekadon. That was Rav Chista's svar. What was Rav's answer? That by the Shnei Talmidei Chachamim we have a simon. The simon is a beard to tell us that these are the same people. By Shekin here we have no simon. But it's a machlekes teizim nidva to understand exactly what Rav's shita is, and a very big nafkamina halacha between them. Because the teizim nidva both ask Akasha, why is the Gemara saying there's no simon here? We know that in Bava Metzia, it says that mida havi simon, and minyan havi simon. When you say the exact amount, that's a simon. So if someone were to lose shumshimin, a bag of shumshimin, and someone finds it, and the one who lost it gives a simon, he says there was exactly 6 pounds of shumshimin in the bag. So you have to give it back to him. Because mida havi simon, mishkal havi simon, minyan havi simon. If you know the amount, that's called a simon. So why isn't this called a simon? He knew it was the exact amount. Why isn't that a simon? So Taisus answers, and this is what the Gemara Eilu Metzias says in regard to, let's say, Machreza Sheldagim over there, that the Gemara had the same kasha, that minyan should be a simon. And Taisus answers, because it was a standard amount. If someone loses a bag of flour, and he could identify that it was a 5-pound bag of flour, that's not a simon. Flour is generally speaking in 5-pound bags or in 10-pound bags, a specific amount. It's only if it's a random amount and you're able to mechaven the random amount, then that's a simon. But if it's a standard amount, that's not a simon. So if this chavis was a standard size chavis, it was, let's say, 10 saw of shumshimin, and that's a standard amount for someone to mafkit to his friend, that wouldn't be a simon. So you see from Taisus that's the entire chilip between here and the Talmidei Chachamim. Like the Gemara says, there's a simon, here there's no simon. The Gemara might have had a havamina in Rav Chista to say, the fact that I gave 10 pounds of shumshimin and as a pekadon, and there are 10 pounds of shumshimin there, so Mela have a right to assume it's the same shumshimin. But Rav says nothing doing. By the Talmidei Chachamim, it's not because two people drowned, and then we see two people are recovered, and we assume it's the same people. We don't do that. We'd always be afraid. Maybe the two Talmidei Chacham that drowned escaped, and the two people that we recovered are different people that happen to have drowned. It's only because I have a simon. There's a simon. There's a din of simon. That's what helps. So by the shum shimon also, if you just It's a standard amount. The minion's not a simon. It's just, you want to say it's too big of a coincidence that he gave him 10 pounds of shumshimin and there's still 10 pounds of shumshimin there. And punked the 10 pounds he gave them, he gave back, and then he bought another 10 pounds. Zakt Rava, yeah, he can't be Maitzi Mammon. He has a right to tine that. We don't have a simon. But if there was a simon, and again, together with the Edei Pekadon saying that this chayfetz was given, and he says it's a different chayfetz, but the simon tells me it's the same chayfetz. Simonim was semichon, and you could be mitzi mamon, I'll be the simon. That's how Taisus learns the sugya. But the Ridva says no. The Ridva says, Avadu, we're talking about you have a simon of minyan. But he says, you can't be mitzi mamon with a simon. Simon works by aveda. Simon works by ashavas aveda. You're not being mitzi from a muzik. Someone lost an aveda. So mainly, you give it back with a simon. Even that, the Gemara is a shayla. A simonim deraisa or simonim derabanan. Maybe it's just a dekanas chacham. In deraisa, you wouldn't give back with a simon. It's a shaila. The Gemara wasn't clearly paishit the shaila, and that's why lemaisa. We'll see in the sugyas later. It's not clear if by isha to imat the isha lebaila, if a regular simon works. Because if you hold simanim derabanan, the Gemara is mevor. Regular simon doesn't work. Only a simon muvuk works. A simon muvuk that works. A simon muvuk is a simon which is so specific that it's impossible to say that such a simon was there. By coincidence, that's a simon muvuk that works a kuli alma. But here we're dealing with a simon emtzai, what the Paisim call a simon emtzai, a regular simon. Such a simon works by a shavas aveda tainas ritva. It's not going to work to be mitzi from a muzik. So the chilek between the shnei talmidei chachamim and here is the shnei talmidei chachamim that we're talking about a simon muvuk. A simon muvuk, that's zicha deraisa. That works no matter what. A simon muvuk is completely impossible to say it was a coincidence. But a regular simon, even though it works for a shavas aveda, it's not going to work even with Eidei Pikadin, because he's still Katayna. He's the Muzik, that it was a coincidence. You're right. It had a thing with the Simen, and my thing, Punkt, has the same Simen, but that's not good enough to Yimei Simamen. So that's the Tut Stadim in the Sugya. Taisus seems to hold clearly that a Simen Emtsai is good enough to Yimei Simamen. And if they would have an actual Simen in the Shumshmi that would work for a Shavas Aveda, it would work here. Providing, of course, you have Eidei Pikadin, and he has no right to taina that the simon was a coincidence. Mashenka the Dvar says, no, simonim work for Shavas Aveda, they don't work neged the Muzik. So even if there were to be a simon, he could taina that it happened to be a coincidence. And what's the pshat by the Shnei Talmidei Chacham? They have a simon muvik. A simon muvik you can't taina. The Dvar says, and the Ramban and Rashba also say this thing, when you have a simon muvik, they want a taina could work even without Eidei Pikadin. If you could give a simon muvik on an item that someone else has. So even if you don't have Eidei Pikadin, and he really could taina lekuach, he could taina that he bought it. But he doesn't. He says, I didn't buy it from you. It never was yours to begin with. But I have a simon muvik that it was mine. So the Rishayim say a big chiddush that would be like a migud b'makam edim. Even with a migud de lekuach, even when he's the muzik, and he could have said that he bought it, but since he said it was never yours, and the simon muvuk says that it's not yours, so then the simon muvuk wins, even against the migoy. So that's a very big chilul between simon muvuk and a regular simon, a simon tzai. A simon muvuk you can be mighty even without Eidei Pikadin. Against the simon muvuk you can't even win with the migoy. It's a migoy makamedim. But against the simon tzai, the Ritva holds, even when they have Eidei Pikadin, and you have a simon emtzai, that doesn't blive like Ra. He could still, as a muzik, even without any migui, taina that, no, it's a coincidence, the simon's not a hechich, it's mine, and you don't have a raya that this is the same thing that you gave me, you're missing the tnai of Ra, you have Eidei Pikadin without Ra, even though you know that it has the same simon, but a simon is not a raya against the muzik, and I could taina, I returned it, and this is mine. Mashenka and Taisus holds that al kapanim, when you have Eidei Pikadin, the simon would be a raya to Yimaitzi from a muzik. That's come Taisus in the sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the story of Yitzchak, Reish Kalusa, Barachsi, the Rav Bivi. Yitzchak, the Reish Kalusa, who was the nephew of Rav Bivi, was going from Kurtavel Aspami and he died. And they sent in Eidus that Yitzchak Reish Kalusa, the nephew of Rav Bivi, was going from Kurtav Espami and he died. And the question was, are we chayshish that there might be someone else with that name, with that title, Yitzchak Reish Kalusa Ba'akseid de Rav Bivi? Abayi says we are chayshish for it. We're chayshish that maybe there were two Yitzchaks. And Rav says we're not chayshish. And the Gemara Yishak Levitari, Rav and Abayi both try to bring rayas to their Yisait. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara brings another maisa of a hu gita, the shtakach basura that was found in Tzurich Sibiachi basura masa ana barchia narda patris utrachis pleni antasi. That it says here ana barchia was the megarish, and they checked and they saw there was only one ana barchia. There was only one other ana barchia, and witnesses came and said that he was somewhere else, and they have the fakir to machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye held that you don't have to be chayshish, because we know for sure that there's no other anabachia except for that one, and that one was away. And Rava says, you do have to be chayshish, because since we know there is another one, Maybe he came through Kvitsa. Rashi says through a shame he was able to get there quickly, or a Gamla Parcha, a very quick camel. Or maybe he sent a Shliach, and the Shliach was already there from before, and the get was really the other Aner Bechiah's get, which came with the Shliach. Adkan the Sugya Sagamar. Now it's clear from the Sugya, and the Rishonim point this out, that this Machlokes Abaye and Rava, if you chayshish for another Yitzchak, is talking about where it's loy huzaku. We don't know that there is any other person with such a name. Yitzchak Reish Galusa Barachsa Derev Bivi. If it was huzaku, if we know there's such a person, then we definitely have to be chayshish, it might be the other one. That's clear from the end of the Sugya, where Rava says, even if we know he was out of town, you have to be chayshish that maybe he came flying in with the Gamla Parcha, or maybe he sent a shliach earlier. So certainly, if we don't know he was out of town, and we know that there exists another such a person with that title, avadi, you have to be chayshish, just knowing the name of her husband that died is not enough. Maybe it's the other one. Maybe it's the other one that has the same name. That's clear. If we know for sure there's no other such person, avad abay is maida. That's also very clear. Tibadek. If you check and see there's no other such person, so I've had that it's the same person. The Machlokes is, and we don't know one way or the other. When we don't know if there's another such a person, Abaye says you have to be chayshish, there's another such a person, and he's the one that died, and Rava says you don't. But there's a very yesaidistic Machlokes we shine him in the Inyan, which has a very big nafkamina la'alacha. Because we have a very similar Machlokes, legabe get, in Gittin in the third parak. It's also above Metzi in the first parak, which is, let's say a shliach is going, and he loses his get, and the get is found. Does a shliach have a right to assume that this get that was found is the same get that he lost? So in Gittin, in the third parak, there's a machlokes Rab and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi says it depends. If it's Hozeku Shnei Yosef and Shimon Bir Achas, if he knows there's someone else with the same name, he can't assume it's the same get. He has to be afraid maybe it's the get of the other Yosef ben Shimon. And he would not be allowed to give this get because maybe it wasn't written Lishma. Maybe it was the get from the other Yosef ben Shimon. But if it's Loi Hozeku, he doesn't know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon in that city, he doesn't have to be Chayshish. He's allowed to assume that it's the same get. He doesn't have to be chayshish that maybe it's someone else's get with the same name, because it's loy hosaku. That's Rabbi Shita. And Reb Zeira is machmer. Reb Zeira holds, as long as it's shiaris metzias, as long as it's a place where a lot of people go by, so we can't just assume that he was the only one that went by, as long as it's shiaris metzias, even loy hosaku, you do have to be chayshish that it's another Yosef ben Shimon. So Taisus learns that it's the exact same achleikas here. The Machlokes Abaye and Rava here is the same Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira there. There's a question by get, when it's Loi Huchzeku Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Everyone agrees by Huchzeku Shnei Yosef and Shimon, you do have to be Chayshish that maybe it's the other Yosef and Shimon's get. But by Loi Huchzeku Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Rabbi holds you don't have to be Chayshish. And that's like Rava over here, that if it's Loi Huchzeku, you don't have to be Chayshish for another one. And Reb Zeira holds you do have to be chayshish, and that's like a bayah here, that even it's lehuzaku, we have to be chayshish unless you check to see there's no other such person, you have to be chayshish, maybe there's another such person. Lefize, the Russian Gittin, has a problem that the Rif over here paskins like Rava, that you do not have to be chayshish for another Yitzchak Reish Galusa Ba'achsa Derev Bivi, and there, in Gittin, he paskins like Rabbi Zeira. That like Rabbi Zeira, that even by Loi Huchzeku, you do have to be Chayshish for a get of another Yosef and Shimon. And the same thing Shver in the Rambam. Mechayr, it's the same Machlokes. The Machlokes is, do you have to be Chayshish for another person of the same name by Loi Huchzak? And here, Legabe, Misa Sabal, the Psak is like Rava that you don't. And there, in regard to a lost get, the Psak is like Rabbi Zeira that you do. What's the Pshat? So the Rosh in the third parak of Gittin and the Balamor right here, they say the same teretz, that the Rif, and I guess the Rambam also, is mechalik between get and aguna. That in regard to get, chazal mu'mur machmir. We don't find such coolness in regard to get. Chazal mu'mur machmir to be chayshish for another Yosef and Shimon, even by loy hochzak. But in regard to Misa Sabal, Chazal more mekel. One svar is about get, you can write another get. It's not gefährlich if you machmir. Go back to the husband and get another get. It's not such an eagle usually. Mashenkim and Mishra Sabal. This could be the only information we have. And Mamela shall be stuck as an aguna. Or another svara is that by aguna you always have a more of a kula because of Isha Daiku Mintsava. She's going to make sure that the husband's dead because of the Chayim Shechmar Taleb Seifa. You don't really have that by get. You can never know afterwards that it's incorrect that she got the get. She got. You'll never know whether it was the same get or a different get. Al Kopanim, this is the chilek. It's essentially the same machlekes. Are you chayshish for another Yosef ben Shimon when it's loyhochzak? Are you chayshish for somebody? Do we suspect that maybe there's somebody with the same name when we don't know that there's somebody with the same name? And by Misa, we pass him one way, but get the other way. Now the Miri points out in Gittin that the Gemara clearly hears Madama Misa to get. The Gemara's rayas for Misa is from cases of get. So the neither Abaye nor Rava held there was a chilek Misa and get. But the Rif was saying it like a machria. We have a machlekes here, Rav and Abaya by Misa. We have a machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Zeira by Get. And he's machria, even though Rav and Abaya punk didn't hold it as chilek, but in Psak, there's a chilek. The Psak by Misa is like Rav, the Psak by Get is by Rabbi Zeira. This is all like the pshat of the Tosis, the Rosh, the Balamar, and the Sukkah. However, the Ramban and the Rash and the Ritva, they have a different mahalach in our Sukkah. They hold it's not the same machlekes as by Gittin. They hold like this. Legabe get, legabe the case of get, where the get got lost, everyone, both Rav and Abaya, maskim to Rabbi Zeira, that even by loy huxaku shneyesu ben Shimon, you have to be chayshu shneyesu ben Shimon. Why does Rav here, why is Rav a mekel here? Rav is mekel because we know that this Yitzchak, Reish Galusa, by Achsei, the Rav Biva, we know that he was going from Kurt to Velaspamya. We know that he was on his way from Kurtava to Aspamya. So since him we know there's a sort of Kanimsa Kanhoya. This particular one we know he was there. And don't forget it's Loy Hugzak. We don't know Bechlal if there exists in the world another such one. And even if it does, we don't know he was there Bechlal. So we have an extra sort of Kanimsa Kanhoya which is helping us out here. That's what the Ramban says. He says that this sugya is a hemshech of the previous sugyas, the Shnei Tamine Chachamim, where we were discussing, we know two Tamine Chachamim drowned, and we recovered the bodies. Do we say it's the same ones? It's the same hemshech to the sugya of Shum Shimin. We know that Shum Shimin or Nifkad, and this Shum Shimin there, are they the same ones? Here also, it's the same type of a shayla. We know Yitzchak, Reish Gilusa, Ba'akhtar, Abivni, went from Kurt of the Aspamya. We know a man named Yitzchak Reish Galusa Ba'akhtar Bivi was dead. Is it the same one? We have an added svara here of Kanimsa Kanhoya. So there's a very big nafkmina lalacha between these two shitas. Because according to Taisus and the Rosh, if let's say a woman, her husband is missing, she has no idea where the husband is. And Adis comes in with a name, an identifying name, of a husband, this and this person died. If you have a guy, Chaim Shmuel Friedman from Warsaw, that disappeared, and then comes an Eidus that they know a man by the name of Chaim Shmuel Friedman from Warsaw is found dead. But is that this woman's husband? So according to Taisus, as long as you don't know that there's any other such person by the name of Chaim Shmuel Friedman from Warsaw, so that would be good enough to be passing like Rava, and that would be good enough to say that she could get married. But according to the Rishayim, no. Even by Loy Hachzaku, you have to be Chayshish. It's Dafka in the case where we knew that this Chaim Shmuel Friedman from Warsaw, let's say, was going to a certain place, and we know that the Chaim Shmuel Friedman from Warsaw that died was in that place, then you don't have to be Chayshish. You have the tzir for the svar of Kanimsa Kanhoya. But otherwise, we would pass in like Rabbi Zeira, that even by Loy Hoksuk you have to be Chayshish. Kamuvan, it's an extremely complicated sugya that many tshuvas written on it with many, many details. The Ramah already starts discussing. He says, of course, just the first name is never enough. He brings the machlekes. If you have, let's say, the man's name and his father's name, but not the sinni, Is that enough? And there are a lot of tshuvas about it. But be'ika, in understanding our sugya, these are the two mahalchim. Taisus understands the sugya as stam, just like the same sugya in Gittin. Do we have to be chayshish for two Yosef and Shimon's bir achas when it's loy hokzaku? And we have a machlokes in Gittin, Rabin or Mzeir legabe get, and have a machlokes abayin rov here legabe misa. And like we said, the Rosh and the Baal Amor explain the psak of the Rif and the Rambam that by get they pass in like Rabbi Zeira, that we do have to be chayshish, and by misa they pass like rov, we don't. Or is everyone maskim, even the Gabi Misi, you have to be chayshish by hosaku, it's here you have it seer for the Sra of Kanim Sakan Haya. That's the Ramban Shita and the Rajman, the Ritva over here. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara starts with the Ketta of the Mishta Ktata Beinoi Lebeino. If there's a quarrel, if there's a fight between the husband and wife, then the wife is not in a menace to say, Meiz Bali. So Gemara starts off, what's the case where you're going to say there's a fight between the husband and wife? So first the Gemara says, in a case where the wife had asked the husband to give her a get, she demanded that her husband should divorce her. So the Gemara says, kulanami achi amri. That's a common thing. Sometimes a couple gets into a fight, and when the wife would get angry, she might ask for a divorce. That doesn't indicate any unusual strain in the relations where we'd have to be chayshish that maybe she's lying or she's saying b'dadami, like we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela b'meris l'bala gerishtani. If she falsely claimed that she was divorced, such a thing could only be as if she's really desperate to get out of the marriage and she made up a claim that she was divorced. She said that her husband actually divorced her. So Gemara says, if she said that her husband actually divorced her, so why does she believe like Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna said, Isha sha'amala ba'ala gerishtani namenes. If a woman tells her husband, you divorced me, she's believed, because chazaka ain't isha mi'iza peneb if ne'amala. No isha would have the chutzpah to say such a thing in front of her husband if it wasn't true. So the Gemara says, enechinami. But we're talking about a case where she identified witnesses of the divorce. She said, Yerushtanif ne pleini upleini, and we asked the witnesses, and they said that it's not true. So we see that she's making up a story, so she's not in a menace. In such a case, where we see she fabricated a claim that she was divorced, and we know it's not true because the witnesses told us it's not true, so that would be considered a ktata. We see she's desperately wants to get out of this marriage, and therefore she's not believed to say meis bali. So the Rishonim, the Rajman Ritva, bring this Gemara as a raya to what's a machlokes rishonim in the din of a isha sha'amala ba'ala gerishtani. They say that this Gemara clearly indicates that when the isha tells the ba'ala gerishtani, she's nemenis completely. She's nemenis 100% and she's allowed to get married to somebody else, even though she has absolutely no proof of the divorce, just her say-so. But the chazak and isha mizbifnei ba'ala tells us she's allowed to actually go get married. Because there was a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam holds that way, that Isha can actually get married. And the Ravid holds no. And the Ravid holds she can't actually get married. We'll see in a second, what does he hold, Lagabi, what is she nemenis? But not the matter to get married, l'chatchila. She'll be like a suffocatious ish. Perhaps if someone's mekadesher, he'll have to, she'll need a get from the second one. But she's not actually allowed to get married to someone else. But this Gemara would indicate that she could. Because the Gemara's kasha was, if the case of ktata is that she said to her husband, gerishtani, so what do we need the meis bala? She's anyway believed. She's believed to say that she was divorced. Because chazak and isha mizu penev ne bala. And if you're going to say she's not believed to get remarried, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Enechinami, she's believed, but she can't get remarried, and now she says meis bala. So it's negay to know that she still can't get remarried, because it's called the Ktata Minay Lebeina. So this sugi is muchach, that she's mutter l'chatchila. That's the Rishayim's raya. Now, Bemis and Rav Rishayim hold that way, that she's mutter l'chatchila to get married, but like we said, the Sargus and Ravid holds not that way. Also, the Ritva and the Darim holds not that way. And the Chedusha Ra'an Ksuvah Staf Chav Gimel. And the Ran and Gittin on Daf Samach Dal, it also brings the Deya that she's not allowed to get married when she says Gerishtani. And the Rishonim learned that nemenis just means that she's believed. In other words, Bezin does not force her to stay with the husband. Normally, if a woman says that she doesn't want to be married to her husband anymore, so she's considered a meredes. If she's not doing the chiyuvim of a wife to a husband, she's considered a meredes, so she could lose the ksuva for that. But let's say the woman says that the husband divorced her, so we don't consider her meredes, we take her claim seriously. Of course, in regard to getting remarried, ain't davar shebeir v'vachas mishnayim, and she can't get remarried, but al kapanim, we believe her, but often that we don't insist that she go back to her husband. And we're not mechayev her to do the chiyuvim that the wife have to her husband. And the Ravid and the Ridvan Nedarim and that are like very bothered with the other pshat. They're very bothered that there should be a halacha that a wife that says to her husband Gerishtani is the menace to get remarried without bringing any raya at all to the Gerishin. Normally we have a din of Ein Davish Baruch Pachs Mishnayim. They say, how could it be that any Isha who wants, anyone in the world who wants to free herself from a husband just has to claim that she got a divorce and then she's free. Then she can marry to anyone she wants. They say, Lashon le'enach tabas le'ram levinu she'yashev estachas baila. You're making it too easy for a woman, an unscrupulous woman, al kapanim, to be able to get married, to get remarried, even though she's an Eishes Ish. So how did they learn this Gemara? L'chari, this Gemara is a good Raya. So there's two Mahalchim the Ritva says. Ritva, it says in Ksuvis, Daf Chav Gimel, he brings two Mahalchim how to learn this Gemara. First Mahalach, and this Mahalach he brings here also, is that the Mishnah is Mashma, that when it's Tata Beinoy Lebeinoy, she's not nemenes. She's not believed, meaning she's a vade eishes ish. And if she's mekabel kedusha me'acher, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be chal. She's a vade eishes ish. She's not nemenes in ganzen. V'lehem nikad Rav Amnuna means that if the case is that she said to her husband gerishtani, so what do you mean she's ein nemenes? She's a vade eishes ish. She should believe the akupanim to be a suffic eishes ish. Like Rav Amnuna, because Rav Amnuna says she's nemenes, so that should make that she's a suffocatious ish, and if she gets kedushin from someone else, she would need to get from that someone else also. That's the first mahalach of the Ritva, like he says here, and he also says in Ksuvas Daf Chav Gimel. It's a big chiddush because it's not so pashit his hanocha that whenever there's a chashah b'dedami, like by Ketata b'nei l'beina, or by Mucham b'nei l'beina, that the din is she's a vada eishes ish, she's ein nemenes legamri, and even if she's mekabel kedushin meyacher, it wouldn't work. We had said before the Rambam paskins when it's yiboidel ifshita by milchama lamashal, like ezikihi milchama ba'olam or erechad b'milchama. The Rambam paskins lechachil leitinase v'mnisas leiteitze, and the Rambam paskins when you have yiboidel ifshita, whether there's a chash b'dedami, the din is b'dieved if she gets remarried. She's loy teitze, she doesn't have to go out from the Baal. And we said before from the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam holds that the Chash B'dedami is a Chash D'Rabbanan. We explained it with the Maris Tzeivis. This is all in the previous year. So, clearly, if it's a Chash D'Rabbanan, he would hold that even though the Mishnah says she's not in a menace, but that only means she's not in a menace to Chathchila to get remarried. But, Al Kopanim, if she's Kibla Kedusha Me'acher, of course, she has to be chayish for that kedushin, because the whole din that she can't get married is a din derabanan, a chumra derabanan. I mean, the raisa, we do consider her that her husband died. So, the Ritva seems to hold not the way. The Ritva seems to hold that when the Mishnah says a lashon ein nemenes, she's a vada eishes ish. You'll have to hold that he holds as a chash deraisa. That as since derabanan weren't maimena to say. Nes Bali, when there's a Mucham or a Ktata, so Melish has no Nemanis whatsoever. Like he says. And even if Kibla Kedusha Me'acher, you don't have to be Chayish for that Kedushin. And then the Gemara has a Kasha, that if she told the Bala Gerishtani, so then, Al Kopanim, she should anyway be a Suffocatious Ish, what's if she's not Nemanis Lagami, it's anyway a Suffocatious Ish because she said Gerishtani. That's the first Malach. Second Malach, where he only says in Ksuvis, Daf Chav Gimel, is that the Mishnah's Mashma like this. The Mishnah's Mashma, Isha Sha'olcha Hiu Baal Lamdina Sayam, it sounds like they were acting as a married couple. They were together as a married couple. She came back and said Meiz Bali, and there was a Ktata Beinoy Lebeina, and therefore she's not in a menace. But until she came back to say Meiz Bali, it was an issue with Hiu Baal, it was a married couple. If the case was that she told her Baal Gerishtani that she got divorced, so she's Nemenes Krevnuna, meaning that we don't force her to live with the Baal, we don't force her to do any chuvim of the wife to the Baal, so essentially we don't see them as a married couple, really, even though she can't get married to someone else. But it wouldn't be the case of a Isha Shaholcha Hiu Baal LeMedina Sayam, that she's going together with her husband as a married couple. No, she said Gerishtani, so as far as we're concerned, we believe her for Benegeya her chiyuvim to a Baal that she's not married. So the Lashon HaMishnah wouldn't pass. That's his other dichay. Al Kapanim, like we said, Rav Yishayim hold that she's believed the Gamri, that the Chazaka and Isha Mizafe Baal is a strong Chazaka, and she's believed entirely, it's an ansadi, it's like two Edom, and she can get married, l'chatchila. And that's the psak of the Mechaber, in Evin Ezer, Simon Yedzayin, Sif Beis. The Ramah brings down both days, the Ramah brings the other day that she's not believed to get married, l'chatchila, only that she wouldn't be considered a meredes, and he brings the day that she is believed, l'chatchila, to get married. And then he brings a third Mahalach from the Ramah, that Be'etzim Ikira Din, she would be believed to get married, but today, because there's much more chutzpah today than there was of Bizman Chazal, so Me'el Erech Chazaka loses its potency, and today we don't believe in Isha anymore to say to the Baal Gerishtani. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara says, Maitama de Ktata. What's the reason for Ktata? Rav Chanina Amar Mishum de Meshakra. Rav Chanina says, Koshaloi. Rashi says, Mirev Sina, because she has such a sin at him, so she wants to ask herself in him. She wants to get rid of him in the worst way possible. She wants to say that he died, get married to someone else, and let him come back, and then she'll be free from him. Because since she doesn't care for him anyway, so therefore, if she sees something which is Karev Lamisa, she won't be medayik, she won't be certain if he's really dead or not, and she'll say B'didami, she'll jump to conclusions that he's dead. May benayu, what's an afkamina la'locha? They get benayu de argala hu katata. If he's the one that started the fight. So Taisus is matzbir, that if he's the one that started the fight, so therefore she doesn't hate him so much, because he's the one that started the fight. She wants to stay married. He's the one that wants out. So Mela, it's not shaykh that she'll lie, she'll just say b'didami. But the man, the yomim, that says b'didami, that would apply in either case. In either case, if there's a fight, she might say b'didami. Mashenkin lying, she's not going to lie unless she's the one that started the fight. That's an emes sinner that she'll lie. Now, it's mavur from Taisus, and this is what it says in the Marashal and the Maram. The Marashal also is mavur, learned that way. That both svaris hold that the case of Ktata is like we said before, that she said gerishtanim v'nei plenim, and we found out that she lied. So, in either case, we see that she wants to get rid of him. But even in that case, it's a chilek. If she said it because she started the fight, so then you see she really hates him, so then she'll lie even to say meis bali. But if she only said gerishtanim v'nei plenim u'plenim because he started the fight, so she doesn't hate him so much, so then all there is a chash b'didami. But she's not going to lie. Sefek teis akasha, what do you mean she's not going to lie? She already lied. She said gerishtanim v'nei plenim u'plenim. We found out that they said la'adam. They said it never happened. So Taisa says she's not going to lie in a case where she'll say meis bali, and then he might come back, and then she's going to be teitzi mizel mizel with all the different chumers. Now she's not going to lie if it was argula ihu katata. She's only going to lie to say that he got divorced, because there she'll think she'll get away with it. No one will ever know that she never got divorced. Mashenkin, to lie about something meis bali, it's a milson devinu l'gluye, the husband's going to come back and she's going to be in big trouble. That she's not going to lie unless it was argula ihi katata. Now, the Rishayim ask Akasha, why did the Gemara also say in Afkimina if she says Mesu Kavartiv? We found before that B'didami is only if she says Mes, because she saw him Karav Lemisa, and she didn't wait around to see that he should die actually. So Mela, since it's a Ktata B'nai L'Bena, if she sees him Karav Lemisa, she's not going to wait around, she's going to assume that he's dead. But Mesu Kavartiv, the Gemara before said, you don't have B'didami. So why did the Gemara say Eke B'nai Mesu Kavartiv? Rishayim asks Kasha, and Kam Rishayim say, who had it? Kam Rishayim, the Ritva, the Raj, was Mashmani, all held, who had it? By Meisu Kvaitiv is also an Afkamina. The man, the Yom, it says, Mishum Meshakra, so of course, even Meisu Kvaitiv was saying Meshakra. But the man, the Yom, it says, Bididami, Meisu Kvaitiv is no din Bididami. So we really have two nafkaminas. We have the nafkamina by Argala Ihu Katata, which there you don't have the svar of Meshaker. All you have is the svar of the dummy. And you have a nafkamina by Mesu Kavartiv. There you don't have the svar of the dummy. All you have is the svar of Meshaker. Now, the Rambam Baskins Minastam, that when there's a Katata Benayla Beina, and he says the case of the Gemara, where she went and said, Kirashti Bifnei, Kirashtan Ifnei, Pliny, Pliny, and they found out that the Pliny, Pliny said that it was not true. So she says, ain't in a menace. And he says, because the time, because she's Meshakeris. You see, she wants to escape the Baal. So Mela Mechaisha, she's Meshakeris. So the Rambam doesn't make any chilik if she says, Mesu Kavartiv or not. He says, Stam, she's not Neman. Even by Mesu Kavartiv. So the Magen Mishnah learns that Eina Chinami, like the man, the Umber that says, but the dummy, it wouldn't apply to Mesu Kavartiv. But the Rambam passes L'chumra, like the man, the Umber that says, Meshakra. The man, the Umber that says, Meshakra. So that would even be by Mesu Kavartiv. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. But the problem is, Achreina Master Kasham, but the one that says Meshakra, the Gemara says, that only is by Argal Ihi Katata. By Argal Ihu Katata, when he made up the fight, when he started the fight, you don't say Meshakra. And the Rambam doesn't make any chilik between Argal Ihu Katata and Argal Ihi Katata, who started the fight. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam paskins Meshakra, because he wants to go L'chumra and hold that it's even in the case of Mesu Kavartiv, even when you don't have a din of Bididami. But if you're going to paskin Meshakra, that only applies in the case of Argal Ihi Katata, not in the case of Argal Ihu Katata. Now, even if you want to say that the Rambam passes L'chumra both ways, and therefore, by Mesu Kavartiv, he holds its Asr because of the Man Yama Meshakra, and by Argal Ihu Katata, he holds its Asr, it's Ein in a Menace because of the Man Yama of Vididami, but by the case of Argal Ihu Katata, Al Kapanim by Mesu Kavartiv, the Rambam should say that you're Neman. And the Rambam says him, the Rambam says you're not Neman no matter what. It's Mashmah, it doesn't make a difference if you say Mesu Kavartiv or not, and it doesn't make a difference who's Argal the Katata or not. So what's pshat in the Rambam? It's coming out now like either man the Omer. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the Chuvas Rebbe Yoel Mizrachi that says like this. The Rambam holds Fakir from Taisus. The Rambam holds in Chisanta Svar that the one that says Bididami, you need a lot of hatred to say Bididami. In other words, she's really scared to lie. So why is she saying Bididami? That would apply only by Argal Ihi Katata. By Argal Ihi Katata, then you say Bididami, not by Argal Ihu. That's what he says. But the man, the Yom Meshakra, then doesn't make a difference. Because why do we say she's lying? Because she already lied. She already said, Yerushtanif Neplani and Plani, and we found out that they're liars. They found that she's a liar. We found that it's not true. So Mamela, Meshakra is on both studim, whether it's Argal Ihu or Argal Ihi. Bididami is only on the side of Argal Ihi. That's how the Reim learns the Pshat in the Rambam. So since the Rambam is passing L'chumra, so Mela doesn't make a difference, Argal Ihu, Argal Ihi, in both cases say Meshakra, and since it's Meshakra, it makes no difference if it's Mesu Kavartiv or just Mesdam. So come to Samachlaikis. Lefi the way Taisus learns that Meshakra you have only by Argal Ihi, and by the Dami you have on both Stadim. So Mela would come out, Halacha L'maisa, by Argal Ihu, and he says Mesu Kavartiv, then you'd zechah b'neman, because you don't have the time of Meshakra because it's Argal Ihu. You don't have the time of the dummy because he said Mesu Kavartiv. But the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns, like Rabbi Yoel Mizrachi explains, no, you have Meshakra on both studim. So Mel, if you pass him like the time of Meshakra, that would apply Sai Argal Ihu, Sai Argal Ihi, and that would of course apply even if you say Mesu Kavartiv, and it's also no matter what. Now, the Paiskim, there's a big arichas in the Paiskim about a mummer. Let's say someone runs away from his wife and becomes a mishumid. He converts to Christianity. So there, in the Shulti Geberim, the Riaz brings his grandfather, the Taisus Rid, Rabbi Yeshaya HaRishain, that holds that a mummer has the same din of Katata. If he converted to Christianity, he has the same shash of a Katata, and she's not neman to say, Meis Bali. A chiddush. His grandson, the Riaz, argues on him. He says no. He says two tainas. This is how the Gaon explains the Riaz. The Gaon is the Biar Gron Shulchan Aruch. First taina he says is that we only find the case of Ktata where she clearly wants to be divorced. She said, Gerishtani, if they play you play. Here, even though he converted to Christianity, he ran away from a converted to Christianity, Mechates, so she wants to be divorced. Maybe she still wants to be married to him. So that Taina, the Gayan says, other Paiskim don't hold it's a Taina. If she went, he went and converted to Christianity, was Hamid Dasai, that's Pasha, she wants to be divorced. There's no Shum Shaila Bechlal. But the Gayan says, the second Kash is like this. L'chayr, it's not Argali Hikatata. She didn't start this. It's Argali Hukatata. He was the one that started this problem. So even though it's Pasha, she wants to be divorced, as Pasha as if she said, Gerishtanim Fnei Pleini Upleini, but it's still, it wasn't her impetus. It was his one that started. It was Argali Hukatata. So Elomai, you're going to be Machma like the man the Yomar that says Bididami. So even Argali Hukatata, there's a problem with the dummy. So that the Gayin says, well, Mesuk Vaitiv then, if she says clearly that she buried him, so then it should work even by Mummer, because it's Argali Hukatata. So the Gayin says, Enechinami. But Lashita Sarambam, that even by Argali Hukatata, even Mesuk Vaitiv doesn't help, so that might apply to Mummer also. So the Ramah, in Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Mem Ches, that Patskins like Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that even Hei Midas is called Ktata, and there are more also paskins that applies even by Mesu Kavartiv. So the Gain, because he holds like the Rambam, that even Argal Iyu Katata, even Mesu Kavartiv, you still have a problem that the din of Mishakeris applies even to the case of Argal Iyu Katata, and by Mishakir, there wouldn't be a chilub to Mesu Kavartiv or not. And that's the psak of the Ramah. But Rabbi Kivega, in his Chuvin Simon Kaflaman, is bothered that the Rambam says clearly that the Tam Meshakeris is, Loshen HaRambam is, Darei Huchzik HaShakronis, V'Roises L'Sham Mitachtov. She was already Muchzik that she lied to get out of him. That's why it is a Kshash Meshakir. She said, Girishtani, if they plenty plenty without it was a lie. She was Huchzik that she lied in order to get away from this husband. So Frank Dibbe Kivenga said, how B'Chlanki Medame to Mummer? Fakert, only if you hold it a Tam of Bididami. So it's not because she's Huzlik HaShakranis. You hold it a time with the dummy, it's time. You see that she really hates him, so Mestama shall say by the dummy. But that we said, the Chayr doesn't apply to Mesu Kavartiv. So Elamai, there are more holds that you have the problem of Meshaker, both by you and by Argal Iyu and by Argal Ihi. Not like Taisvis, but the dummy needs Argal Ihi. But Meshaker you have by both. But the Rambam says the time of Meshaker is because she was already Meshaker. So that shouldn't apply to Mummer altogether. Mummy don't see she was already Meshaker. You see she really doesn't want to be married to him, but you don't see she was already Meshaker. So that's the Chayr Bissel Shren, the Taisus Rid. Mimanoshech, if you're going to say like Taisus, so the time of Meshaker is Dafka by Argali He. By Argali Hu, you don't have the time of Meshaker Bechlal. You only have the time of the dummy, and that shouldn't apply by Mesu Kavartiv. Elamai going to say like the Rambam that holds it a Tam Meshaker by both cases, but the Rambam says clearly it's because she was already Huzik al-Shaker. And by Mummy, you don't have Huzik al-Shaker. So it's a Bissel Shver, and Bikvega is marrying a lot about it, and Ibido also says there's a lot of chuvas about the Inyan of Mummer. The Gayan himself says that in the Rambam, he would learn that you have the Shash of the Dam even by Mesu Kavaitiv. That's what the Rambam says by Melchama. We spoke about this in a previous year. The problem is that by Rava, and you don't have the Kshash of the Daya Mesu Kavartiv, so it's a shtickle hard to be Mechalik. Al Kapanim, just to sum up, Taisus learns Pashup Shat in the Gemara that the Kshash of Meshaker is Dafka by Argalihi, and the Kshash of the Dami is in both cases, whether it's Argalihu or Argalihi. And the Rishayim say that by the Dami you don't have a Mesu Kavartiv, so it should come out the fleet away. Taisus learns up the Sugya that Al Kapanim, by Argalihu, you wouldn't have a problem even by Mesu Kavartiv, but that's not the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to paskin that you have a Kshash Meshaker, Sai Argalihu, Sai Argalihi, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mela Mesu Kavartiv wouldn't work in either case. And by Mummer, there's a Machlag Shishainim, if Mummer has a din of Ktata, and this we're having a problem, that Mummer, Lechayr, should be like Argalihu, and it also should be like Mesu Kavartiv. I mean, Al Kapanim by Mesu Kavartiv, it should be Neman. And if you can say like the Rambam, that in both cases you have a Kshash Meshaker, the Rambam Mefurish says, it's because she's Huchzik al-Shaker, so that shouldn't apply to Mummer altogether. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. And one last nekuda. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, "Ibayilu erechad b'ktata mau." What's the din if there's an erechad by a ktata? We have the ishes not neman. What about an erechad? And the Gemara makes the same shaila as erechad b'mulchama. Is erechad neman on his own steam? Because mostly the video glue like meshaker. So even though the isha has no nemanis at all, but the erechad still would have nemanis because mostly the video glue like meshaker. Or is the erechad only neman because of the support of the isha of daiku mintsiva? And here, since it's a ktata, there's no support, she's not going to be medayik, so a male and echad wouldn't be neman either. The Gemara applies with the teku. So, kamiri shayinim, the Ridvan and the Rashba hold like this. We had earlier the mamish the same shayal but echad b'muhammah, where also the Gemara doesn't say an answer. But many rishayinim hold that the shayal of an echad b'muhammah was already nifshat by other sugyas, that there are other sugyas that are clear that echad b'muhammah is neman. So Mela, we paskin that Echam Mecham is Neman is because Milsa Davidi Legluye. So Mela, who would then be Echam Biktata? And Echam Biktata, according to these Rishayim, the Ridvan, the Rashba, and other Rishayim. Also, here we say Teku, but the same Pshitas we have by Echam Mecham would apply to Echam Biktata, and also Lalach Lameisa, Echam Neman on its own steam without Daiku Mitzvah, because the Milsa Davidi Legluye, and therefore an Echam be Neman even by Makam Ktata. Now, the Ridvan is Akash on the Rith. The Rif is one of the Rishayim that say that the Shaila was Nifshat in other places. And Lamaisa, Eid Echad B'mulchama, Al Kapana B'meisu Kvaita. We spoke before, the Rif holds there is B'didami B'Eid Echad. But when you don't have B'didami, it's only a Shaila, you don't have Daiku Mintzva. You Neman, because you don't need Daiku Mintzva, Milsev Yuglu is good enough. So why over here does he blibe with the Shaila and blibe with the Teiku? And an Impaskin L'chumra. Does vector Ridva? The Ridva holds not that way. The Ridva holds that psak applies here also. He has a kash on the Ridva. On the Rif, I mean. The Rif that blibes with the Shaila. Now, the Rambam also passes the Chumra over here. And the Rambam l'shitasei, like we always say, the Rambam, when it is Iboid l'ivshta, he passes the Chachil l'tinasei v'mnisus l'teitsei. So the Rambam also passes the Chumra. He passes that it's Iboid l'ivshta. And his lashon is like this: Boy inechad vehei lashemayz baal loyti nasei shemihi sacher oisai v'mnis loytaitzei shariyesh laeit. So he's saying like this that even if the psak is you don't need daiku mintsiva because milsevi de glui loy meshaker inish and mameli you don't need daiku mintsiva, but here it's worse because here, since we have an isha which has a ktata, she's desperate to get away from a baal, maybe she hired him. Maybe she hired the eight. So it's worse than not having a daiku mintsiva. Maybe she is hired by the isha, and that's why he's being meshaker. So kumtai says, shayla is not telling the other shayla. The other shayla is a shayla of the eight echad's demon on his own steam, milsa vidi legluye, or you need daiku mintsiva, and when she has a bit of dumb, you don't have daiku mintsiva. But you don't have a shemi yisachra. The fact that it's a milchama doesn't give any shash that maybe she would hire an aide to say it. She's not going to hire an aide to say something which isn't true. It's just a shash by the dummy. You don't have the daiku mitzvah. You don't have her being so careful not to get married unless she ascertains her husband's death because she says by the dummy. She thinks he's dead. But here we have a shash meshaker. That's what the Ram is going with. You have a chash more than b'didami, that she's out and out lying. So if an echad comes, we have a chash that she's such a liar that she hires a liar to go and be made for her. A frekta magad mishnah, that's a good pshat, but tema, he says, ma'ayin haitzi shem asachra, shkem shleniska b'gemar. The Gemara never mentioned such a svara. The Gemara says that the shayla is if you say milsa davidu l'gluye, or you say daiku mintsiva. Where do we get this new svara of shem asachra? So the guy in Bir Agra says, Al Karchak, the Rambam wasn't gairis in the Gemara, these two tzadim that we have. In the Rambam's Gemara, all it said is one thing, Ibayilu, Ein Echad Biktata Mahu, Teku. And it left out the whole thing. And that's really what it says in the Rif in the Rush. It doesn't bring down the whole thing of Tamed Ed Echad Mishkosa Milsa David El Gluye, or is it Tamed Ed Echad Mishkosa David El Gluye, it just says, Ein Echad Biktata Mahu, Teku. So if that was the Gersom, Mimela, that's the Pshat in the Rif. That's the Pshat in the Rif in the Rambam. That they held the Shaila, it's a completely different Shaila. This shail is, when you have a ketata with a kshash mishak of the isha, does that kshash also apply that the isha will go and hire out an aid? And that's why the Gemara ends with the bayit livshta. That's why the Gemara says teku, and that's the psak halacha. So the Ramban, I mean the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, the ones that hold that were gairish in the Gemara, that the shail is milsa davila gluye, or daiku mitzvah, they taka paskin milsa davila gluye, just like erecha b'mulchama. So therefore they paskin erecha b'ketata is nemenis. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, they didn't have that girsa. So Mela, there's a new shayla. It's a shayla of Shema Sakra because of the Shash Meshaker. So Mela, that shayla, the Gemara says teku, they hold the Sibayi Delifshita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org. Or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.